Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. We're going to bring a special guest on board in a few moments to talk about some issues that the men have. This is going to be just a brief show, but it's going to highlight some very important factors, and it's going to lead to us doing some other things in the new, soon-to-be future. KingScottRadioTV.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to introduce Bishop Mark Wills to you, to our 1.6 million listeners, and we're going to talk about some issues on men subject matter. Bishop, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning. Great peace, everyone. I'm Bishop Mark C. Wills, and I greet you all in the name of the Lord. I feel great this morning. Excited about an opportunity to share with you all about what's going on with the men. Checking in.
Okay. Well, let's start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and your organization and what you're doing in the community.
God has granted me an amazing opportunity to share in our community. And we have outreach ministry that the Lord has allowed us to reach out to men near and far. And so I'm honored to have an opportunity to share my voice, share this platform with men all over the globe. We love the Lord, and we are very, very engaged in making a difference in our society today. Despite all the challenges we have, Saint the Heart is here to make a difference.
Well, thankfully, Bishop, we are broadcasting all over the world. Can you tell us where you are, where you located?
We are located in the DMV area, which is Capitol Heights, Maryland, 5135 Marlboro Pike, in the city of Capitol Heights, Maryland. And we are here, and we are excited about reaching out often as we can, because we realize we're living in a time where men are being tried, and most importantly, we want to make a difference in our community.
Okay, great. Is there a phone number that we can have so that they can reach out to you about different subject matters? Because we're going to be talking about men issues, but there are other issues that come up. Is there a phone number associated with your organization?
You can call right now. You can call 202-455-9867, 202-455-9867, and leave a message. If no one else, leave a message. We'll get right back to you. But again, you can call 202-455-9867.
Terrific, terrific. The next thing we want to ask you, Bishop, what is men checking in? What is that about? That it sounds like a funny name, but it has a lot of meaning behind it.
Well, I'm thankful to God for being a man and being one who grew up with men in my life at an early age, and I understand the significance of the male figure in our community and in our family. And growing up, learning early that one needs to be responsible for their family. So I've always had an opportunity of being around men. I grew up as an athlete, so we often competed. But men checking in was always us holding us one another accountable. So today's world we live in, we see so many disparities amongst the families. But when men make a difference, when men check in one with another so we can be accountable and responsible in our community, and show the love in our community that we need to get through any adversity that may come our way.
Well, I have to take a moment to brag on you, Bishop, because back in the day, you were just one of the outstanding ball players in the neighborhood. I mean, the things that you did on the court, on the basketball court, was simply amazing. And I still remember some of the things that you was accomplished just with me standing in front of you and then losing you while you was making 2 points. I'm truly honored to be talking with you after so much time has gone by. And man, you was really something special. But not to belabor that point, we want to get back to what we're here for. And that being said, how do you feel about men communicating with each other?
Well, at this particular time, I see where we have lost that communication. We've lost that desire. We've lost that ambition to do so. And because of the lack of communication, we're not able to set the examples for our young boys to become men. Boys becoming men need role models, need folks that's available. I've learned something in growing up, and it's even more vital now. The best ability is availability. So if you're not available, how can we be effective? And that's where I see the need for men to check in again.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, earlier in your conversation, you mentioned the fact that you had men in your life. Is that something that you feel that the young men of this day and age, this generation, don't have, and that's why there's so much violence involved?
I would concur to say that makes a difference, because going back to growing up and being an athlete, we've had male role models in our community. We had the recreation center, we had the boys' club, we had the churches, we had the family, we had big families, and we always taught early to respect one another. Respect started from the man taking his rightful place. And now with all the disparity we see in our world, because we're not in our rightful place, and because we don't hold one another accountable, then we are not setting an example that's needed be able to endure adversity with the time we're living now, with so much adversity, with so much lack of accountability. I found out this is an opportunity for us to make that difference again. And I keep saying again, because I've seen it before. And now when things are, I want to rekindle something we had. Got to do something. In order to get the same results, got to do the things that worked before. But we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We want the wheel to start turning again.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. This is KingScottRadioTV.com, and you can reach us at 240-362-7552. That's KingScottRadioTV.com, and you can reach us at 240-362-7552. We'll be right back at you. Yes, we're listening to a little easy morning jazz just to give you all a little smoothness along with the day. We're going to come right back with Bishop Mark Wills and talk more about our subject matter. Bishop, so I wanted to ask you, as you were growing up in this community, and we are from Washington, D.C., in the Trinidad community, we all played basketball and football together and just did some things. What do you think some of the solutions are in dealing with the violence that's going on in Washington, D.C. today?
Well, one of the things I definitely found out that we need to lead by better example. One of the things I know that growing up early in life, that our parents had us go to church
You talk about respect. I can remember we had so much respect for our senior citizens. If one of the neighbors spoke to us about anything that we were doing that they felt was out of order, they corrected us right then and there. And you can be assured that they called your mama or your father and let them know what you was doing as well. Had you had that happen with you?
Yes, I have. I mean, I still, to this day, and to be candid with you all, my parents, my dad transitioned in 92, my mom transitioned in 2012, and I still have the fear of God of both of them. They're long on the earth. And I've been here a little while myself, so I understand respect at an early age. It stays with you. You know, only what's in you gonna come out. So I feel like it's very, very important that we set that standard for those that's in our presence. Wherever we go, we take that same love and respect into anybody else's house, because charity starts home and spread abroad.
Well, tell me, Bishop, why do you feel men are not communicating with one another?
Because of, we have a number of things. Number one, when you start dealing with education, unfortunately, some of the brothers dropped out of school. Some had to work. Some had health challenges. We had the drugs that come into our community. We have so many distraction things that come into our community that cause us, for whatever reason, not to finish school, not to get the fundamentals. And when you don't have those things, it leads to a life of crime. It leads to being incarcerated. It leads to other kind of low self-esteem things that so many brothers have accepted. And so now I found out, because we haven't set that good example, now our children haven't shown at an early age, and things have gotten even worse from what it used to be.
Now, wait a minute, Bishop. Are you telling me it's my fault too?
It's all of our fault. I'm the first and foremost. That's one of the things why I feel so compelled to do what I'm doing, because I know what I've been through. I know what it looked like. I know how to persevere through adversity, because we grew up in times when D.C. was the murder capital of the world in the 80s and the 90s. So I understand some of the dynamics of what we're dealing with now, because I've been through it before.
Well, I must agree with you. I'm accepting the responsibility as well to make sure that shows like this are getting on the air, and we ask our communities to spread this information. Local broadcasting stations are not talking about this type of subject matter because they're profit-driven. How are we going to improve the world if we don't apply it to ourselves as being responsible, which is something that you mentioned earlier, everyone taking accountability for their actions? What can we do to make it better? Now, you're going to be hosting an event coming up soon. I believe it's the June 27th at 7 o'clock on a Zoom. Can you talk about that?
Yes, thank you. Yes, actually, the Zoom, the men checking in conversation will be June the 27th at 7 p.m. on a Zoom. We'll be using different platforms. We're using different resources to get the message out, because we are compelled to make a difference. That Zoom tomorrow at 7 p.m. is going to be talking. We're going to speak from the subject, depression. And I want to share a little something with you which compelled us to deal with this subject on that meeting. About 5% of adults globally have depression. That number is likely even higher if not everyone who has depression obtain an official diagnosis. To draw awareness to the state of the mental health in the U.S. and around the world, we gathered some statistics about depression. The number has shed the light of the fact population groups as disproportionate affected by depression, including women, blacks, Latino communities. And the reading through the statistics surrounding depression may hopefully help foster a better sense of understanding about either your own mental health or that friend or loved one. Ultimately, the numbers show you are not alone if you're living with depression. That's just a tad bit of what we're going to dig into and discuss in that next session, because again, we have a number of issues, but we're going to deal with them accordingly as the opportunities present themselves.
Well, you're going to have a couple of notable people on this Zoom with you, some of people that we actually grew up with. But I want to go back to the communications part, because that is a critical part. We have to, you know, first take time to get involved and say so about these things that are going on in our community. That's one thing. The other thing would be, why do you care, Bishop? Why are you taking time out of your busy schedule? Because I know how busy you are to address issues like this. And why aren't others doing the same thing? Is it that you are not as shy as they are?
I can speak for me. I would say because of my challenge. My challenge and my compassion and the assignment upon my life is to make a difference. I've always had the courage, for some reason or another, folks seem to get me to go say the things that they wouldn't say because of fear. I realize the scripture says, man, God has not given people the spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. But not just when we're speaking before people, but how you live your life. Our lives are a reflection of what's really on our mind. And so I'm driven and I'm compelled to make a difference because I realize life has purpose. And purposely, when you have a desire to do something, two things have helped me throughout my life. Number one, be committed. And number two, be consistent. And so I realize now, like so many other things, you make a difference as much as you committed to it. So taking the time out to do it, I realize life is precious. I realize I'm not just here just to be here. I'm here to make a difference as often as I can. So I'm going to continue to do all the things I can with the help of the Lord to make a difference in somebody's life, because I've had many of people to help me to come to the man I am today, and I'm still standing on a lot of shoulders. So you listen to somebody who not only cares, but I'm demonstrating by my actions.
So
that's where I'm at.
So the subject matter that you're going to be discussing is depression. Have you been depressed at various times in your commitment to follow what God has you here to do?
I would say, according to some of the statistics I've seen, I've had some very, very challenging times. And it may even look upon as being depressed. But I will say I've had moments where I know it had to be the Lord to bring me through. When I lost my parents, when I lost my in-laws, I lost my brother, I lost family members, and especially going through COVID, which we just come through just a few years ago. So I knew with those things that took place in my life, it was nothing but the prayers of the righteous that brought me through. And then God allowed me to look in that mirror, and I used this analogy. In life, the two things we're faced with every day. Number one, we usually like to look out the window, to look outside and see what everybody else is doing, see what's going on around you. But number two is that mirror. When you look in that mirror, you don't see what's outside. You see a reflection of what's in it. And if you don't like it, you need to do something about it. That's what compels me to do what I do. When I look in that mirror and don't see what I like, or I see something needed changing, then I'm on it. And that's what God has inspired me to continue to do and how I'm living my life. So I leave that with you
Well, we're looking forward to this event. I am actually going to be a part of that Zoom myself because I think what you're doing is needed, and I can't do enough to try to add success, motivation to the up-and-coming youth, the young adults. We need to be training our replacements because we are starting to get up in age a little bit, and we need other people to step up and get into the process of doing this. So being a part of this just tells me that if everyone take a few moments and get involved and get to some of the subject matters that men have and what we should be doing and what we can do, we can create a better world, a better environment for everyone involved, mainly now our grandkids and the youth that's coming up. So, Bishop, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. And we're looking forward to talking and listening to you on this Zoom. Can you go over that information once again about the Zoom and how we can reach out to you and get this information so that other people can get involved as well?
Again, sure. The Zoom we're doing on the 27th, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., is a link. But you can reach out to me at 202-455-9867 for now. That's a number you can reach out to us, and we can send you the link. Right now, it is a very, very, very great opportunity to make a difference. So reach out to me, send me a text. I'll send you the link right now. And so you want to be on that Zoom meeting tomorrow. We still seats available, still availability because it hasn't taken place yet. So again, have a great day, have a great evening. Again, looking forward to you all. Roll up your sleeves. Let's get this.
Well, I would also like to say that KingScottRadioTV.com is going to be involved, and you can reach the station at 240-362-7552 for further information. We're going to tie up some of the ends that need to be tied up so that we can be more proficient at getting the information out. This is not the first opportunity that Bishop Wills has done this. This is actually the third or fourth. So as we go along, we're going to get better. Again, this has been KingScottRadioTV.com, and we look forward to participating in this event, and we'll be doing some other things on this level soon, and very soon. KingScottRadioTV.com.